USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As millions of Americans continue to have their lives turned upside down by the coronavirus pandemic, regarding when businesses can start opening again, President Trump says,
"We cannot let the cure be worse than the problem itself. We're not going to let the cure be worse than the problem. At the end of the 15-day period, we'll make a decision as to which way we want to go, where we want to go, the timing, and essentially we're referring to the timing of the opening, essentially the opening of our country."
A massive stimulus package is stalled in the Senate. South Dakota Republican Senator John Thune criticizes Democrats for not passing the stimulus package.
"The country is burning. The country is burning. And your side wants to play political games."
The Dow lost 582 points to close at 18,591. You're listening to USA Radio News.
"Hi, I'm Wade Allen Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
The nation's top doctor says social distancing is the best weapon against the COVID-19 virus. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
The nation's Surgeon General says many Americans are taking orders to stay home seriously. However,
"We're finding out a lot of people think this can't happen to them."
Dr. Jerome Adams saying he's also concerned that many Americans are under the misconception that only the elderly are at risk for the worst of this virus.
"It's important for young people to know you can get this disease, you can die from this disease, but most importantly, you can spread it to your loved ones."
Adams spoke there on NBC's Today Show. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Veteran International Olympic Committee member Richard Pound tells USA Today that the 2020 Tokyo Olympic Games are being postponed, likely until 2021, with the details set to be worked out in the next month. The games were set to begin on July 24th. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump says he's doing what he can to get medical supplies to those who need it first. With the details, here is USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
President Trump says the state's hardest hit from the coronavirus will be getting immediate help.
"We have large quantities of medical equipment and supplies on the way based on all of this to those states, including respirators, surgical masks and gowns, face shields, coveralls, and gloves, with large quantities already delivered to Washington and to New York. In addition to large quantities of supplies, I've also directed FEMA to supply 4 large federal medical stations with 1,000 beds for New York, 8 large federal medical stations with 2,000 beds for California, and 3 large federal medical stations and 4 small federal medical stations with 1,000 beds for the state of Washington. The supplies en route to California and New York will be delivered within the next 48 hours.
Airbnb is considering raising capital from new investors as a home-sharing giant wrestles with escalating losses due to the devastating impact of the Chinese coronavirus pandemic on its global business. Airbnb is extending its extenuating circumstances policy, allowing most travelers to cancel their reservations penalty-free. Many home buyers who list their homes on Airbnb are pulling down those listings for the time being. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.